of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is where you want to go. Give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com. By the way, the main feature of the website actually allows you to control the content. You can submit different things you find on the internet, whether they be a news article or a blog post, maybe a YouTube video, something you think's interesting. You submit it to the site. Others then get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we go to the phones, to the fun, by the way, joining you tonight, it is Ian.
JJ. And Mark.
Let's jump into your phone calls here and talk to Brian, calling from New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. You were talking about people moving to the Free State Project or moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I did that a few years ago, as did all of you, I guess.
Indeed.
You know, I had some kind of preconceived notion about what that would be, although I had nothing to, you know, base that, no evidence to base that notion on. I was thinking, you know, hey, here we are, you know, a bunch of saviors. We're going to come and save the world. We're going to show you people what it takes to be free. You know, I had that kind of macho attitude for a while, and then I kind of toned back on it. But I do see a lot of that happening, and you know, being here for a few years, I've seen something different now that I've gotten here.
Yeah, this is my experience too, Brian. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one thing. You know, we're all high and mighty. I think one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen is because, you know, first of all, I think that document, the 101 reasons to move New Hampshire, was quite compelling. But
yeah, people really can access that, by the way, at freestateproject.org. That's where that 101
hung
reasons
around
is.
For it a little bit, but yeah.
It's up to a lot more than 101, but yeah, you just keep adding stuff. But the people here really do have a concept of being, you know, live free or die. They really get it. They really understand being independent. It's a hardy people. I mean, you know, we're in the middle of the winter here, and I'm just about done with it. But these people have been doing this thing for generations, you know. I mean, I'm warm in my house, and we have heaters and everything, so yeah. I don't mind it. But, you know, back in the day, they didn't have this kind of stuff. And so they had this kind of mindset. But it's very interesting. What I've found is that, you know, for those who don't know the geography, New Hampshire is kind of this, you know, backwards L-shaped state in the middle of between two states, Maine and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Massachusetts is totally socialist. Maine is totally weird and socialist. They're the same. They used to be the same state. They were one government divided by New Hampshire.
Yes.
I mean, the New Hampshire people were so strong and so opposed to having a big government state way back in the day that they refused. And so the people in Maine and people in Massachusetts were happy being socialist with this, you know, strong people, you know, a bunch of New Hampshireites in between them.
So what has your observation been since then? I mean, as far as...
Well, just today, I need a humidifier because it's awfully dry in here. You know, the furnace comes on, it gets really dry. So yep. I'm going on Craigslist. And so I find this thing in the town next door, and I say, yeah, I want to come and see this thing. And the guy sends back, so I'm, okay, you know, here's my address. Are you a free state or your name looks familiar?
Because your name has been in the newspaper as a result of a situation that happened a few years ago.
Yeah, we have a little horse problem here. Well, that was interesting. So I didn't know how to respond. You know, you guys got a pretty good deal on a humidifier, you know. If I say, yeah, I'm a free stater, you know, and he says, I don't want to have anything to do with you people.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what it was because I have gotten these, you know, people are there. They watch the news and they watch what's going on and they're kind of cautious about, you know, newcomers coming in and kind of, you know, taking over the place.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of took the middle ground. I took Mark's advice. I said, I'm a granite stater.
So nice.
When I get to the guy, he's a young guy, and he says, well, yeah, you know, I read a couple of your books and other things. And he said, you know, I think the Free State Project is a good thing. It's bringing people in. You know, I'm a New Hampshire native. I've been here forever, but I really believe in you know, that we need smaller government. We need no government. We need you know, you guys are a positive influence, and I'm glad you guys picked New Hampshire.
That's fantastic. I love it when that stuff happens. And it happens again and again and again. Just
I've got an article right here, a letter to the editor from some guy who's up in Pittsfield. And, I mean, we're talking, that's the northern end of the state. There's no Free Staters that I know up in that area. And he's saying that many of us would gladly trade the protection society has bestowed on us for liberty to live and as we choose without harming our neighbor. Here in Pittsfield, we've started the Free Town Project.
Nice.
Which would just be another of them. You know, he says... you know, that he's been inspired by the Free State Project and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's no doubt that these things are occurring.
That's what I, you know, that's why I do this, Brian. I want people to, you know, I want to be appreciated for what we're doing here. And people do appreciate us. Many of them do it very, very quietly. But when they have the chance to say something to you in person, they will say something to you. JJ, when you and I were doing some court outreach last week with the Don't Take the Plea Bargain flyers, which I've got some news about to announce here in a moment, but when we were doing the court outreach, there's one guy who made a real strong statement to me when I was passing out these flyers, like, hey, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And then later on, he comes downstairs where you were,
yes.
And he said something to the both of us at that point. Again, something very, very positive.
And like, something about thanks for standing up for these people.
Right. So he says, like, yeah, somebody's got to do it, and thanks for, because, like, nobody's fighting back against these government guys. And it was, you know, really frustrating for him, and so he saw this as happening. And the guy that I saw today made a comment that you know, he really appreciates how we're kind of taking on the city and that it's a good old boys club and something's got to be done. And so a lot of these folks aren't really ready to step up and kind of jump into the activism themselves, because who knows what they got on the line and what that would risk for them, what that would mean for them as far as these good old boys targeting them or targeting their businesses, for instance, because the guy I met today is a business owner. And so they quietly sit back and they appreciate what's going on. And it's really nice to hear those things, because I think a lot of the people that don't like the so-called Free Staters, I think they are people who are, you know, kind of stuck in this old paradigm. They either work for the state or they have family members or close friends that work for the state, and they've got a horse in the race.
Don't go there, Ian, because that's one thing that I've found out is that there are many, many reasons why people don't like the Free Staters. One of them might be, yeah, the obvious one, you know, they're a bunch of socialists, and all of a sudden they're, you know, their gilded cage is, they are the cage keepers. You know, all that stuff is at risk now. What I'm saying is that there are people who really want freedom. They really want to do it. They don't know how to do it, but they see the Free Staters coming in with this, we're going to save you attitude, and that turns them off as much as someone who is put at risk by the Free Staters coming in. You see what I'm saying? So it's a matter of you know, keeping a little lower and finding out exactly what the people want, because both of those people who are enemies of each other could be our enemies if we try to shove it down their throats.
I don't see those people. I don't see the people with this attitude of we're going to save you. I don't know those people.
I certainly do, too.
I do. They're more on this side of the state.
Okay, so you mean like the political types? The political types are saying that stuff?
Not necessarily the political types. The leave me alone types. They don't like to see this stuff shoved in the face. They just want to be left alone like we do. But when they see people out there, you know, cavorting topless and you know, smoking in the park, you know, I'm fine with that too. But it's a little too fast maybe for them.
I see.
And they're on our side, but nobody wants to shove down their throats.
Yeah, I totally understand. But, you know, people are going to keep smoking in the park, so what can you do, right? I mean, I fully support that. I mean, if people are uncomfortable about that, then that's something they need to get over in their own personal issues.
Well, I think initially they might be uncomfortable with it, but as time carries on and it just becomes not a big deal anymore, oh, they're smoking in the park again. Well, yeah, they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you kind of won a sort of mind battle of, yes, smoking is dangerous and it's harmful and the whole reefer madness scenario. I think that's valuable to keep going, and then they get to the point, or the populace that doesn't like it gets to the point where they're just like, well, it's not a big deal anymore.
And remember, there's all these things that are happening, and people are on the outside, like the guy from Memory Dealers, a huge sponsor of this program, saying he would not have cared about New Hampshire had it not been for the outside the system stuff. He would not be sponsoring this program, because I can tell you, we probably aren't selling a whole lot of memory chips for him. I don't know, maybe we are, but...
it doesn't seem like the hand in the glove advertisement. I mean, I hope we're doing the best we can for him, but...
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks, Brian. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include things like our listening options. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, get access to our broadband and dial-up streams around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Plus, we've got 94 radio stations from coast to coast. You can learn about those. Our satellite feed, which is free to air, meaning you don't have to pay a subscription fee. And our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in for free.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who must know what it takes to win. It works for plaintiffs or defendants, works in all state and federal courts and countries around the world, and even they have the English common law system. Costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course. It's an awesome course. It'll teach you how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to do discovery, all the things that you need to know in order to do this, because you can't just walk in there and expect the judge to take care of you. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right. So, by the way, I said there was news about the Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer. It is done. It is online. It is at freekeen.com. Also at cdevolution.org, being hosted in both places, and it's looking good. The new version is higher resolution than the old one. It's ready to print, and it's been made to be national. So instead of it just being a Keene-based flyer, again, this is something that JJ and I do every week here in Keene. We go out on Monday mornings, and then the guys from LibertyOnTour.com, Pete and Ademo, go out Tuesdays, and there's some other activists that go out on Wednesday, and we're looking at expanding out beyond that. But every morning, three mornings a week, we are there at the courthouse handing these Don't Take a Plea Bargain flyers out to the victims of the system. And most of these people are not actual criminals. They're people that haven't harmed others. They've just been aggressed against by the government system. So we're handing them these flyers to encourage them to not just plead guilty and take whatever the fine is, but to actually load up the system with cases and refuse to take that guilty plea. And just the system is already loaded up with things. And so this
plea deal? Not a deal.
No.
Generally not a deal.
Well, it's a deal for the state. It saves them time, energy, and money.
Absolutely. And it guarantees them a conviction, and they don't have to make a case. And
one thing's for sure, you do not want to take the first deal that they offer you. If you're going to take a deal, take it the day of court.
That's true. They will offer you sometimes last-minute reduced deals. We point that out in the new version of the flyer. So it's been tweaked. The language has been tweaked. The graphics have been updated. We've got a new quote in there, and it looks good. And more importantly, it is national now. The focus on Keene has been removed from the flyer. There is one version that is more New Hampshire-focused, so we've got two versions. There's a national one.
There's a local, a state, and there's a national.
No, there's just a New Hampshire version one that's
there
kind
isn't
of...
a Keene one?
Well, the New Hampshire one is kind of... it's free Keene referenced kind of on the backside, like this is essentially a free Keene document, and if you want to get more information about what's going on in New Hampshire, visit free Keene, because freekeene.com is the kind of go-to site. I mean, not to toot my own horn here too much, but it is the go-to site for activism news in New Hampshire. And I wish that weren't the case. I mean, for years I've been encouraging other activists to step up and get their own websites online and kind of report on what's going on in their areas. And it just, that never really materialized up until the last year. It has started to happen with freegrafton.com, which is an excellent competitor to Free Keene. They do great work over at freegrafton.com. But honestly, the other ones are lackluster. There's Free Nashua, Free Concord, there's Manch Free, and there's not much going on any of those three sites. So I didn't want to put on the New Hampshire version. I didn't want to list the other websites because it would be embarrassing to list a site as a place to go to get information. And the last post
when
was
it's not
from
a place
October.
To go to. Yeah.
I listed Free Keene because Free Keene is constantly being updated with stuff about all across New Hampshire, and there are links there to the other areas. So somebody that wants to learn more about what's going on in their area can via the links that we have at Free Keene. Anyway, so that's available. The national one has like the spot on the back that all good national flyers have, where it's a white space where you can affix your label. So if you've got a local group and it's called something and you want to advertise it, it's like, you know, this flyer brought to you by white space. You can put a stamp there, put a label there, and essentially you can download this PDF, send it to your favorite printer, and you can start doing Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach at your local courthouse.
As you said, Ian, we've gotten a lot of good responses. A lot of people really appreciate us out there handing out the flyers and talking to people, and it definitely allows you some outreach, not just in the flyer but the conversations that follow, and it also lets you meet with some of the people who are responsible for making the system work, the The public servants, if you will.
So-called.
Yes.
So anyway, I just wanted to announce that...
Serving you right into the dirt.
That flyer is out. There's some preliminary reports from people that are having problems opening one of the sides. I'm not sure what that the problem is there, because it works fine for me. So anyway, go ahead and check it out for yourself at freekeen.com, and hopefully that'll work for you. By the way, if you are planning on doing this in your area and you don't live in New Hampshire... Please bring someone with you.
Yes.
Be careful.
We could get away. I think at this point, JJ, we could probably get away with one of us just going, because it's normally a two-person job when we go, because we go in the lobby of the Keene City building, and there's only pretty much one way up to the court, and so we can kind of cover both of the entrances to that lobby and make sure we get everybody that's coming in the doors. We could still get away with it with just one person kind of hovering by the elevator and the stairs, but... You always want to have more than one person because of the risk factor. I mean, even though what you're doing is clearly, you know, constitutional, it's freedom of speech, it's reaching out to the public with public information, with flyers, this is supposedly protected speech. That doesn't mean that they won't sic cops against you, and that they won't attempt to threaten you, and that they won't intimidate you, and that they won't arrest you.
Right.
So please don't, you know, go this alone. Find somebody to go and do this with you. It'll help you with your level of commitment and courage, and it'll make it an easier process.
And we don't do it in the... We do initially, Ian. Usually, you walk upstairs and hand out flyers to anyone that's in the outside lobby of the courtroom. But
right.
We don't directly usually hand these out in the courtroom area. It's basically a floor down. From
you mean
the
in
court.
The secured area?
Right, in the secured area. We hand it out in a public area. That's sort of a common area between the various facilities
right.
in that building.
Yeah, anybody that's coming by us is going to be offered this particular flyer. And so it's there for you to download and print out and have fun with over at freekeen.com. And I've created a new page on Freekeen called the Tools page, where I'm going to start putting up stuff that we use as activists here for the purpose of, you know, kind of showing it off and allowing people to download their own copy and sort of duplicate the activism. I mean, ideally, we do want more places to be free than just New Hampshire, so kind of giving those tools out to other people that, for whatever reason, maybe they feel like they can't get here, they can't, you know, they're tied down with their job or their family, and they still want to do something. Maybe they can't afford to necessarily, you know, financially help out the movement here, but they're willing to pass out flyers or something like that to make those things easier, to have a kind of one central place where people can go to get that stuff.
Also, passing out flyers is a good baby step towards activism. If you, you
well, that's real activism.
Right, it is definitely real activism. I just think in the whole progression of challenging the state in various ways.
It ain't laying down in front of a cop car.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not getting arrested, but it is getting out there. It is doing activism, and it does build confidence.
Well, actually, if you're in Orlando and you're trying to hand out Fully Informed Jury Association information, they are threatening people with arrest. So anytime you do activism...
Well,
even if it's just handing out flyers, you are taking a risk. 800-259-9231, and thank goodness for those who are willing to do that. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including news updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various different delivery methods we have for that news. You can sign up for emails, which are the best way to make sure you don't miss a thing. Of course, if you prefer Twitter or Facebook, those are options for you as well. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get on board, and it's free, of course, news.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? It's been kind of cold this week. This cruise to Bermuda would be nice. How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? Dale's going to be there, too. This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll be speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf. There'll be excursions on the shore. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. The deadline, well, let's see, we're at the March deadline. I'm going to have to, I know you can still get, there's still two rooms available. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. It's cruise.freetalklive.com, and go check it out. Make sure that you can grab one of those last few rooms.
All right, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're going to continue here. Going to the email box, actually. Mark, you had something that you wanted to share. It was actually sent to the both of us, and I was going to read it tonight, but since you had it, go for it.
Yep, well, I've got it here. It's coming from Craig, and he says, hello. He's referring to a show that we had a couple of nights ago.
It's a fellow activist, by the way, if you're in New Hampshire.
Yep. He says, what do you mean when you said last night that corporations protect people from liability? Can you give me a specific example of how things would be different without corporations? The idea behind, and by the way, this the system of asking questions, if you are going to do the follow-up thing, you know, so, Mr. Freeman, where were you on the night of the 14th of April at 12:30 p.m.? Well, it doesn't work in radio because you can't follow up with the next question. So if, like, that's the hope here, then that's not really going to work out. But I'll try to answer the question as best I can. He says, the idea behind liability comes from free will. If people have free will, then they should be held liable for their actions. I agree. Likewise, if they do not have free will, then holding someone liable for his actions is like holding water liable for damages during a flood. So if you're forced to do something you shouldn't be held liable for it, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what you consider force. Lots of people consider force different things.
Okay, but I believe in, you know, I like the idea of free will, so
yeah. I believe people do have free will and that they're responsible for their actions even if they're ordered to do something or something like that. So if you're given the order to execute somebody and you do it, you're responsible too. I'm not saying the person who gave the order isn't responsible, but you're responsible too. Corporations limit personal liability to owners simply because this is a way that a group of people can act together. As I mentioned a couple of years ago, and he sent an email similar to this a couple of years ago, I remember, the owners of a corporation cannot be held liable if they didn't act to do harm. The analogy is the same as if you loaned your car to someone and they used it to do harm. They're responsible as the actor, not you as the owner. And I'd agree with you. If my employee is driving my dump truck and he decides he's going to run over some people with it, it's not fair to necessarily charge me with it. However,
absolutely,
the other side is going to make the argument that, hey, you gave him the dump truck, and we live in a litigious society, and I see why people choose to incorporate their businesses so that they're sheltered from these lawsuits that they shouldn't be named in the first place.
I agree with that point.
With regard to corporations, there is no protection from criminal liability. This much is true. If an officer from a corporation uses the corporation to do criminal harm, then that officer is personally liable, like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay at Enron.
Okay.
So what specific example can you use to demonstrate the difference that you envision? Okay, I don't know what the difference that I envision, but I'm going to tell you that corporations limit liability from civil lawsuits. If, for instance, O.J. Simpson was found not guilty for his criminal charge, he was found guilty for a civil wrongful death charge, and the jury gave all of his assets to, you know, a bunch of his assets to the Cole Brown family and the other family, I don't remember exactly. If he would have had all those assets in corporations that were, you know, hidden or whatever, then they would have been protected. One is protected. If, for instance, your car is in a corporation, and that's all the corporation does. It doesn't make money or anything. It's just the car, and the corporation owns no money. You get an automobile accident. All somebody can sue you for, they can only sue the corporation if it's an accident, not a criminal situation where you try to run people over. Mm-hmm. They can only sue for the car. Okay? The corporations create entities into which you can put assets. So if, for instance, your house is in a corporation and you get into an automobile accident, that your house can't be sued out from underneath you.
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, he wants a specific example.
I've given several.
Right. The example is the corporation. I mean, the whole concept is a big scam. When I was looking into this, there's like this company that sells these things that they help you get a corporation, and I went through this process thinking, well, I'm going to try this, you know, put my house in this corporation and do these things that you're suggesting. I ended up changing my mind because I just didn't want to deal with it, and I figured if I was going to do activism to have my house stolen, I want them to steal it from me, not some sort of shell corporation. So I ended up changing my mind, but I still got the corporation. I still went that far to get this, to go through this. The whole thing is like, a joke. Essentially, it's this club for people that understand what corporations are and understand how to use them and understand the legal system that surrounds them. And it basically allows them to, as you point out, Mark, completely isolate themselves from any of the things that they own and take them completely out of the realm of any kind of potential for a lawsuit. So you don't have your house in your name, your car in your name. The corporation isn't even in your name. And I think that's one of the most important points about this. Now, there's different rules for corporations in all the 50 different states. And so some states have better protections on the ownership of corporations than others. You are able, in places like New Mexico, to get a corporation without ever having your name put on this thing.
Yeah.
You can have a corporation own things that are yours because you have, like, the piece of paper that says that the corporation exists. And again, the corporations are just an idea. It's just a legal fiction. There is no such thing. It's just a concept that the government came up with to protect people that know what they're doing, people with money, the ability to hire lawyers, and people that understand
people
the system.
People in the in-club.
That's all it is. Sure. And it's like you look at this as somebody like me who's coming from not the in club. I don't know about all these rules and regulations and stuff like that. And just kind of coming to grips with what these things, these corporations allow you to do if you know what you're doing is just it's outrageous. You can have things that aren't yours, but they're still yours. There's no way that anybody can tie you to them because you don't even own the corporation. Your name's not even on that corporation. But yet those things are still yours because you possess the documents that say the corporation exists. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and then the Supreme Court says that it's important that these entities have voice. And I don't know exactly where, Craig's coming from on this email.
Maybe he just wanted an example.
Well, about 6 years ago, two cousins and myself started a company, a computer company. And the whole idea, we put it in an LLC.
Limited liability company.
Yes, yeah, so that
corporation.
My cousin, if our company, the computer company, got sued, they couldn't take his house. That was the whole idea behind him choosing this corporation. He was the majority shareholder, and yes, that is the specific reason why the corporation was formed,
right.
Was to protect him. Should something go wrong with this corporation, you can always file for bankruptcy, and then you're cleared. As far as your obligations to Omar, they can't pursue you on a personal level and take your house because they have to deal with this fictional person, the corporation.
Right. If you don't believe that corporations limit liability, please, why do they call them limited liability corporations
exactly.
Or companies or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to claim to be your attorney, and I'm not going to give legal advice here. But there's just one more paragraph, and he's bringing it home. What about Free Talk Live, basically?
Okay, we'll come back with that here, but also take your calls as well. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. It totally is. Corporations are totally an in club kind of thing, and I find them particularly outrageous. I don't blame people for using them in this litigious society that the government's created, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. They go back for the last 7 days on the front page, but then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is completely free. Freetalklive.com. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. They accept WordPress. They have a 99.9% uptime guarantee. 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and if you use the portal we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231 is the number. We'll get back to the corporation discussion in a moment. Jerry is on the line listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Jerry.
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me an opinion in regards to what the governor here in Virginia is trying or attempting to do through our General Assembly. He's thinking seriously about trying to privatize ABC stores here in Virginia.
Privatize ABC stores? Are those liquor stores?
Yes.
So in Virginia, the state runs the liquor operation?
Right.
That's what we've got, unfortunately, here in New Hampshire, where the state has a monopoly on that as well. Can you buy beer and wine in grocery stores, or do they have a total control over everything?
Oh, no. Beer and wine can be bought in good grocery stores.
Got it. Okay, so it's just the hard liquor then that the state is controlling.
Right.
So the plan is to privatize it, meaning now the typical way, and let me see if I'm clear on this, the typical meaning of privatization is that the state selects one company to operate this particular program instead of the government operating it.
Well, my understanding of what the governor is trying to do, and I believe I'm correct in stating this, is that he's going to try and put the ABC stores per se, the inventory in the ABC stores, whatever that inventory may be, and it's hard liquor like you just said, would be in private hands, and it would take away the sales and the taxes away from the states.
So, it's not going to take away taxes. They're still going to keep taxing the liquor. You can be sure of that.
So anybody could buy this, or is it? You're saying ABC stores, and I'm you're making it sound as though ABC is the brand that the government.
Oh no, no, it's okay. It's the Alcoholic Beverage
Commission or something.
Commission, okay.
Something I don't know what
there is a store, a liquor store chain called ABC Liquors
down south. Yeah.
Yes. So at least in Florida, that's what's confusing there for me. So basically, they'll sell a liquor store to whomever wishes to purchase it. Is that the idea?
The age limits and things would still be in place, but it would just be in private it would just be in private hands.
The one thing that is not being made clear, and maybe you don't know because you haven't read the bill and or
right.
It hasn't been made clear in the news down there, but the question that I think we're still both Mark and I are trying to get clear here, and I'm not clear, is are they proposing that one company will take over the entire state's operation?
I don't believe so. When he states privatization in and of itself, I would think it would be in the free market.
Generally, that is not the context in which privatization is used, and this is a common mistake that people will they'll jump to this conclusion that because this term privatization is being thrown around, that it is somehow being marketized, and that is in my observation that has never been the case. I've never seen an instance where privatization means deregulation or marketization of a product or service.
Okay.
In every instance I've ever seen, privatization is where the government takes bids from companies, and then they select one. Or maybe they don't even take bids. They'll just select one that's politically connected.
I think the best way to find out just how private it is or how free market it is asking the bill or whoever knows the answer, if people can sell liquor in the grocery stores, if they can open up their own liquor store.
Right.
That is the true definition of a free market. Sort of.
And I would use the term marketization in that particular case because privatization has this connotation. When you privatize a school, it's still a government school. It's just that the government takes tax dollars and funnels it to one of their corporate buddies who is operating that school, like a charter school or something like that.
So it sounds like they're going to sell off these stores to private people, maybe one at a time, maybe as a lot.
Seems unlikely. It would likely all go to the same operator. Seems unlikely that they would sell off different stores to different people because the state, if they're going to still have a grip over this, they want to have total control over that one operator.
And before I let you go in regards to this question, what in your opinion would that do in regards to the sales tax of our particular state or any state I don't even know what to ask exactly.
The liquor tax?
Well, they might be collecting less revenue because they're not making the markup on the alcohol sales. Now they're just collecting taxes.
But only the government could screw up something as lucrative as liquor sales. So I don't know.
That may be one of the reasons why it's being proposed for privatization is because they may be losing money on it or something.
I mean,
Who knows?
Here in New Hampshire, the state runs the liquor stores, and they shut the doors at like 7 o'clock at night. In Florida, the liquor stores stay open until 2 a.m. I mean, there's probably a lot of liquor sales to be done between 7 p.m. and 2 a.m. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wisconsin is the same way. Wisconsin, you can buy liquor and beer and wine at any of the stores that sell those. They just have to get a blanket license that lets them sell alcohol.
Appreciate your insight.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. If you do end up discovering what is going on as far as the details, let us know, would you? Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Brian is in California. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Not too much, but I did listen to your Edgington Post series on Monday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's Mark's, by the way, for our listeners that don't know, that's the interview series Mark does occasionally. He'll have guests on, and we tack it onto the podcast. So radio listeners don't normally, in fact, never hear those. You have to get the podcast at freetalklive.com in order to hear that. So go ahead with your thoughts on the podcast.
Absolutely, but I found the idea fascinating, and actually it's something that I've been pursuing myself.
Which idea? You're gonna have to bring everybody up to speed. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Well, exactly. The basic topic was people leaving the United States. A lot of retirees and such finding the United States to be more difficult to live in year by year.
Thousands of Americans expatriate every single year, and this is something you hear nothing about. The government is beginning to clamp down harder and harder on its exit tax. I'd like to point out to everybody who thinks they're free, if you've got to pay to leave, you're not free. Even Rome, in Rome, slaves could buy their freedom.
Hey.
That's exactly right. I mean, we effectively have a system of capital controls right now in this country. You cannot move more than $10,000 out of the country without having it, effectively held.
Yes.
But I've been pursuing, ways to, live more freely. And one of them, I acquired a second citizenship. Granted, it's in another insolvent country, but in any sense, I feel that I'm more free just by having the ability to move anywhere in the world and, more effectively work in, say, Europe as opposed to the United States.
How did you go about this?
Well, in my particular case, it was by descent. Ireland has a very liberal policy in terms of allowing people to acquire citizenship based upon descent, even from a grandparent. And that was my case. I'm an immigrant family.
I see. So somebody from the family basically vouched for you?
Oh, no, both my grandparents moved to the United States less than two generations ago.
He could prove he was Irish.
I see.
That's all.
Yes, exactly. I mean, they require documents and whatnot, but it gives you the freedom to, travel on a passport other than, say, the United States or to travel more freely, really.
Yeah, interesting. So in that case, the U.S. couldn't – if the U.S. revoked your passport, it wouldn't matter. You could have another passport from another country.
Exactly, and visa-free travel through a huge part of the world.
Now, does the United States know if you become the citizen of Ireland? I'm sure that the United States would not look upon it pleasantly that you got citizenship in another country. However, they may or may not know that, right?
They shouldn't know. Who knows what they do know it to be true. But they officially don't recognize it, which means they take no position on it.
I see.
Interesting.
They do say that you might be able to lose your citizenship if you have intent to lose your U.S. citizenship. So take that for what it is.
Good suggestion. Thanks for the call tonight. I mean, for those that are willing to go through whatever that bureaucratic process is, it might not be a bad idea. 1-800-259-9231.
Sometimes there's real tax benefits.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Bring up anything. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.